we're going to learn about Hurricane Ike today. Forecasters expected Hurricane Ike to weaken a little as it roared across Cuba, and it has. Ike is a Category 2 hurricane with top winds of 105 miles per hour. A storm surge washed over homes as Ike slammed into Cuba's eastern coast last night. It may hit Havana today. Forecasters say it's still too soon to know where along the U.S. Gulf Coast Ike will ultimately go. But the environment in the Gulf right now is expected to make a storm like Ike stronger. Joining us now is Cammy Clark, reporter for the Miami Herald. She's in the Florida Keys, where there's a tropical storm warning and a hurricane watch. Cammy, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
It's something of a ritual to take precautions for a hurricane there in the Keys, although this is the first time, I think, for you guys in the Keys. What's going on there?
Actually, this is a second evacuation for visitors here in the last month, and the first time for residents. But right now, I'm sitting outside. It's a picture-perfect, glorious day here in paradise, and the wind's picking up. I know the kiteboarders and surfers are going to be happy.
So basically, you're fearing for your life right now.
Yes, exactly. People are going down on rollerblades, and they're walking their dogs. The cats are out. The roosters are out. Everybody, if there was a hurricane coming, you wouldn't know it.
Now, who have you talked to today? I suspect the seasoned Key residents have one view, and maybe the first-time visitors maybe another.
Well, there are very, very few visitors left here. Most of them evacuated on Saturday and Sunday. All the flights have already left. There's no more flights unless you're on your private plane going out. There's no more rental cars. They closed last night. Their last bus was leaving this morning, a Greyhound. They still have free public shuttles to get up to a shelter in Florida International University up in Miami-Dade County. But basically, most residents here, they just pay attention to the cones, and they see that we're not going to get a direct hit. And they've been through, you know, many, many, many hurricanes down here. So I would say 95% of the residents in Key West are still here.
Now, is that because they're smart and experienced, or is there a kind of hurricane swagger associated with the Keys that even defies, you know, post-Katrina sensibilities?
I think there's definitely a hurricane swagger down here. They've been through, several hurricane threats and warnings, and usually, all they get is some flooding and, some high winds. The worst was Wilma, where the storm surge came and actually flooded a lot, and that was devastating. But other than that, they're pretty much in a wait-and-see mode, and the longer it stays in Cuba and doesn't come near here, the longer the people stay here. So I think it takes a Cat 2 to Cat 3 directly coming here for people to really get serious about going.
I was talking to a real estate agent out your way just a little while ago, and in a kind of a Carl Hiaasen scene, she was describing that they were closing on houses even as the evacuations were being ordered. Does that surprise you?
No. Actually, nothing surprises me in Key West. It's a very unique city in the United States. And yesterday I did a story on a family that's going to ride the storm out on a liveaboard sailboat, a 41-foot sailboat sitting in the middle of the harbor, anchored there. They get free rent, no property taxes, and a beautiful sunset view. And he goes, this is my home, and I'm staying here and going to protect it. So,
and even if the storm does hit, they could end up in a Hollywood movie. You never know.
Well, this guy actually dresses up as pirates and has been in a few documentaries. So
sounds like Florida.
He said if it gets really serious, he'll just pull up anchor and they'll hightail it out.
All right, Cammy Clark, take care there. It sounds really dangerous. Cammy Clark, Miami Herald reporter, reporting from Key West. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
We're following Hurricane Ike on The Takeaway.
You can email us at mytake@thetakeaway.org or call us toll-free at 877-8-MYTAKE.
869-8253.